I want to call the meeting to order of Business and Finance and Justice Committee. This time, Adam, would you make a speech, please?
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, most of all. Lord, give us knowledge and wisdom and make decisions of the nation. Thank you for everything. Give us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll have roll call, please.
Pete Beamer.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Chairman, I got 5 present, 0 absent.
Yeah, 5 present, 0 absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight will be official. Moving on down the agenda is item E, approval of minutes of March 10th.
Chairman, make a motion to approve the minutes of March 10th with any changes.
Okay, a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. The minutes been approved. Moving on down the order of business is...
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to move TR-16053 and TR-16065 behind the third legislation, so that way we can just have one executive session.
Okay, second on that?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Okay, moving on to the agenda is now TR-16-064. A tropical resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a payment processing governmental unit agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Panamere Mountain Incorporated for the purpose of accepting payments for the nation's child support enforcement department. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion to
pass. Here a second. Okay, floor is open for discussion.
Yes, this is an agreement for child support enforcement, and it's basically an agreement that allows people to make payments easier, people who owe money under the child support. Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't here. You want to go? No, that's fine. No, basically, it started out as a service for some of our people that pay child support who have to send in money orders, and they kind of ask us to look around. This is a solution where it came up where they could go make their child support payments through a pay your need location, which is basically like 7-Eleven, Family Dollar, I believe, and it's a convenience for them.
Okay.
And that's what this agreement is about, to provide that service.
Okay. Lindsay, any questions?
And it does have some waivers in it, and that's why it's before you. It is the application of Oklahoma State law in case of disputes.
Okay. Any other further questions from anybody? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That motion has been approved. Moving on down to the agenda is TR-16-066. A tropical resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board, GOAB, to execute a master subscription agreement with Do It. Research Incorporated for Muscogee Creek Nation Gaming Operations.
Chairman, make a motion to do that.
Here a second.
Second.
Andy.
Sure, this is a piece of software for the hotel that goes out and gathers information off the internet, brings it back on room rates, allows us to be competitive in the market. It just automates the process.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, none against. That motion has been approved. Moving on down to the agenda is NCA 16-039. There is a substitute bill. That's,
Motion to pass.
Oh, it's okay. It's a law of the Muskogee Nation, amending MCNC Title 16, Chapter 4, entitled Light Horse Chief, and Section 4-108, entitled Deputy Chief of Police. And this bill was postponed earlier, but now we have substitute bill. Do you hear a motion to substitute bill?
Motion,
please. Hear a second? Do you hear a second on that?
Second for discussion.
Okay, motion of the second has been made by David Hill. The floor is open for discussion. Mr. Randall? Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Rufus Scott.
Last time we added a or after the and, changed the language in it, so that's what, which still we intend to do if it passes.
Okay. Any questions? Pete, questions?
No.
David?
Randall?
Not a question, I don't know. It's just a comment.
Okay.
The only thing that I have is I know we all preach education, education, education. I mean, we preach that and we support our youth. And I'm sure we have Creek citizens out there that have this stuff. And that's my stand.
Okay. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else from council? Mr. Randall.
Initially, I think, and I feel the same way. I mean, there seems to be some type of struggle here about whether you have experience or an education. To me, ideal person would have both. And like Mr. Hicks says, education is great. And I think if we keep changing that in the position descriptions, what's that say to our young people? Should they aspire to be educated? Should they keep doing that? Or if they come back to work in the nation, does it matter if they have any academic credentials or not?
Anybody else? David?
As far as I agree with Representative Hicks had mentioned. I know in our line of work that we do, it's kind of different when I may get someone straight out of Spartan, with the education and degree with no experience. But I had several before that I had, and had some individuals that had 15, 20 years of experience. So kind of had less training to do with the 15, 20 years versus the one that just got out of Spartan with 2 or 3 years. Well, that's sometimes experience does play a lot in this. So. All right.
That it? Anybody else?
Representative Beaver.
Thank you, Chairman. Originally, I was dead set against this, changing the requirements. But I researched it just a little bit. Because I kind of feel the same with Mr. Hicks, where it's education is very important. It's important to me. But I decided to look and see what constitutes. This is during the, when I was doing this, this is during the whole kind of turmoil with the Tulsa sheriffs and their election process. And so I thought, what do you have to be a sheriff? And like a Tulsa. And so in the state laws, to be a sheriff of a town like Tulsa or even Oklahoma City, you just have to have a high school degree, clean certified, and a good standing. Now, man, I didn't realize that. And then there's the Oklahoma Chiefs of Police Association. And so I thought, well, what do you got to, what's your requirements to be a chief of police in Oklahoma? Clean certified, or you have a high school degree or GED, clean certified, and a good standing. So, taking those into account, I'm okay with changing the requirements because they're still more stringent in the state of Oklahoma. But what I'm not okay with is changing the requirements and not opening the job back up. And so I feel if we change the requirements, then it's fair to just open the job back up. So, but we're changing the rules of the game. And so if you change the rules of the game, then you need to replay the game. And so if you change the rules of a job, then you need to open it back up. And just go through the proper vetting process, and if whoever chief wants after the proper steps are made or are gone through, then I'm okay with whatever. But it's just proper to, when you change the rules, over to back up for everyone.
Just for clarification, on this particular, on any kind of nomination the chief makes, there's no announcement of advertising for a job. It's just his choice, no matter who it is. So in this case here, there's no opening for job selection. Again, it's what chief is nomination on it, so how it goes.
I'm saying if it's his purview, he can do whatever he wants. If he wants to open it back up, he can open it back up. I'm just saying that whoever's in that spot, I don't think there should be somebody waiting in the wings just so they can fit the rules.
Exactly.
You know, so that's what I'm saying.
Yep. Got a good question?
My only question is, does the education have anything to do with what standing we would have for, like, if the chief, our chief of police had to go and have some kind of BIA training or air marshal training or something? I mean, does that education have play into anything there? I mean, would they need to have that, or is that just something that we're putting on that position?
Benji, do you know
that? As far as I know that the BIA or any defense don't require a degree in order to participate in their trainings or obtain certifications. But our prosecutor is certainly the expert on that, and I can double check with her and see if she can interpret those requirements.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Chief?
Chairman, just, for information, I think we received 11 resumes for chief of police position. We talked to 10. We did eliminate one because of a background check showed the person had a DUI. We looked at all 11.
Okay. Anything, anybody have any questions? Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a comment, and I agree with Mr. Beaver as far as changing it after you've already started a confirmation hearing on the individual and then go to changing it to tailor make the position fit him, and Ms. Barnett was asking about the education qualifications, whether that's something that would be affected by BIA or requirement. Our board members for the nation, they're all required to have a degree. So, that's put in place by the council, and I'm assuming that this piece of legislation was put in place previously.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Representative Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman. Pretty much the elephant in the room is Chief Hawkins. What the deal was with this, when we looked around, when we were reading the legislation, it stated, there was no and or. You have it right here? Now it states, and shall have 10 years. No, so one word is what kept him from even being voted on. The reason this was looked at is to change the and make it an or to the minimum, because in my opinion, when this was written originally, it should have been or to the and to compensate for your years of work experience. So that's why I think, and I agree, it does need, in my opinion, it needs to be postponed, because one of the main things that was brought to my attention was this is something that the former administration would do, and that's definitely not what we want to be looked at as. We're our own group, we're our own council, this is a new session. This is something that we want to see done correctly. Chief Hawkins is going to finish up his associates in July, so that's something that we need to look at. And if it's postponed indefinitely, I think that would probably be the best thing to do at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
So does that mean this? These requirements can never be changed. It's set in stone.
No, they can be changed. It's a matter of whether the committee, has a, passes it or not to go for the full council or not. So, anything else? Motion is to do pass. This time, here, roll call vote then.
Change my motion.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Motion or postpone.
Do you have a second? You withdraw your second, David?
Yeah.
Okay, motion is made to postpone indefinitely. Do you have a second on that?
Second.
Okay.
If comparing this administration to the last administration is a test, then I object. Let's not do that. It's
new administration, what has passed in the past, and what happened in the past is in the past. We're here today to make these decisions. And to postpone it again, I don't think is fair. At that point, then what do? We're going by temporary commissions, and that's not stability for a department.
I think what the speaker was saying was postpone it, and then if Mr. Hawkins gets his associates in July, at that point in time, bring forth at that point in time. So that was his opinion.
No, I understand. So, okay. Well, I just that. All I'm saying is it's not a solution. I mean, any time you have a temporary appointment for the head of a department, that department does not have stability.
Okay.
That does not promote strength or a position of strength as a nation. I think it weakens that position, and it weakens Mr. Hawkins' statement, and that's how I feel, and I appreciate the committee's listening to me.
Thank you. Okay, the motion is postponed indefinitely. Roll call, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Got 4 in favor and against, so you postpone indefinitely. Okay. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 16-051. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing appropriation for the Department of Administration Office of Self-Governance for the remainder of fiscal year 2016. Sponsor is David Hill.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Is there a second? Do I hear a second on that?
Second.
Okay. The floor is open for discussion. Mr. Hill?
Controller? The only reason this wasn't what happened to this in the very beginning?
That position was under the tribal administrator, and we felt like it should be like on its own, because in the past self-governance had its own office. They would report to the executive director at that time, which would be in turn the tribal administrator. And it was in the cab underneath tribal administrator budget, but we wanted to separate it out and make it its own department that still answers to the tribal administrator. And the self-governance is for self-governance funds that we receive from BIA that they can go in and negotiate and sit down, and we have lots of correspondence back and forth between the BIA and
Okay. Is this position you feel is necessary? Because, I mean, we only have, 4 or 5 more months left?
Yeah, because right now, Ruby's going to represent us next week in a self-governance conference. And it's at least that way they can get in and help with negotiations that will be coming up. And get their feet on the ground, because there's a lot of issues with self-governance that we need to address, you know, with the BIA. And then we'll put it in the cap for next year.
Now, will this position be posted, or is there someone?
Yes, it will be posted.
Go through the application.
Yes.
Anything else? Pete, questions?
Due to the time constraint, 4 or 5 months left, my position on this is we haven't used it in 5 or 6 months. We can wait 4 or 5 and postpone this. But I would definitely be interested in putting it in next year's cab. But as far as putting it in this year's cab, I'd assume this is way.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions? I have any questions?
No.
Any council members, any questions? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
No.
Randall Hicks.
No.
Chairman, it's a tie vote.
Chairman's vote's no.
Chairman, I got 2 in favor, 3 against.
Okay. Motion fails. Moving down the agenda. Is NCA 16-061. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating the funds to Watts Partners for counsel, consulting, and advisory services provided on behalf of the Muskogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is Brody Barnett. What's the motion? Pleasure of the council committee.
Motion to pass.
Here a second?
Second.
Okay, the floor is open for discussion.
Ms. Barnett.
I terminated the agreement, so I have nothing to say. I wasn't around when the agreement was in place. I just terminated it since I got to office.
Okay. I just want to make sure if you Chief Floyd a chance to speak on it if you wanted to. I sponsored it. The committee, it's up to the committee and it's up to the council as a whole whether or not we honor this or not. I did have a discussion with Mr. Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt said, because I called him and I said, you know, all we have are these very vague invoices. I sponsored this, but I'm probably going to vote against it when it gets to the floor. And he explained to me that they had line-by-line narratives that were actually sent to Mr. Bob Colbert for the previous administration that backed up what the invoices were. Now, whether the current administration has been privy to those or if those were on record somewhere in the controller's office, I don't know if they just went out inside the space or what happened with those. So I do think that it is important to remember that we don't want to be perceived as a nation that doesn't pay the bills. And whether we agreed with the contract or not, the agreement was made with the previous administration and this lobbyist group. And, it's just, I sponsored it as a discussion that we've been needing to have because it's been looming out there. So,
okay.
Yeah. I'll try to answer any questions that you guys have if I know the answers, and if not, then I can look into it before we get to the forum.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, David?
Ms. Barnett?
Yes, sir.
Do you think it's possible to get the agreements together, the signed one, and also a copy of what the council passed? I don't want to get in a situation that happened last time. What we passed and what was actually signed was offered.
Well, now these invoices are actually after that contract had expired. And the previous contract did have a stipulation that if the nation chose, we could go on a month-to-month basis with this contractor. So the previous contract that we approved expired September 30th. These invoices are for October, November, December, January, right? Yes, for that time frame. So there was no acting contract. It was just on a month-to-month basis from the previous contract that we had approved. So that was one of the reasons why the invoices weren't paid. Actually, they didn't pay September either, did they?
I don't know.
We had appropriated money. My understanding is we had appropriated money that should have lasted through September 30. And they were not paid for September through January, the WAPS group. So there was no new contract. The previous contract that we approved was the contract they were acting on a monthly basis.
On the one that was actually presented to the council.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Pete? Brad, any questions?
It's not a question, again, just another comment. I know this is an outstanding bill that needs to be taken care of, but what did the company actually do for the tribe?
There were reports that we were given. I can ask Chrissy if she still has those, because we were getting, not consistently, but we were getting quarterly reports on what lobbying efforts that they were doing. And it was all direction from the previous administration, so we really didn't have a lot of input into what was lobbied for or how it was lobbied. So I know that there were efforts that they made for the Fountainhead Resort, because whenever we had discussions with legislators in Washington, D.C., they had referenced those meetings that they had with Steve Pruitt from J.C. Watt. So I know that they had several efforts on that front, and there would be other things that other bodies that whenever I talked to them, I know that there were things that they did, but we can get those specific reports as to what they actually gave to the council. And I can ask the Watts group if they can send the narratives along with it. I mean, if you guys want to dispute any of the charges, I mean, it's really up to you guys. If you want to set a dollar amount, if you want to offer them half to settle it down, it's just totally up to us what we pay or don't pay. I know that there were some questions about some billables travel expenses that maybe we thought were not in line with what the contract called for. If you guys want to question those, we'll be questioning them, you know. I mean, it's really just up to us what we do with it at this point. So.
Is there going to be another expense charged to us for them doing that type of work?
No. To send us that stuff? Is that
do what?
To send us those reports?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just asking because...
Yeah.
Motion postpone for 1 month till we get that information. Okay. You know, withdraw your motion.
And if you guys could send like a formal request to a speaker, so requesting as a nation, not just like
okay.
me out there on my own, I would appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay. Motion.
Please.
You
make a motion withdrawal.
Okay, withdraw the motion. Second. Okay, motion to withdraw. Motion on the floor now is to postpone for 1 month. You're a second on that?
AJ second.
No, he made a motion to. We have a motion right now. You want a second to postpone for a month?
Yeah, second.
Okay. Okay.
No, Chief had anything.
Chief, do you have anything to say before we.
The only thing I would add is that on the day that I terminated, wrote the letter, I think it's January 13th, we did offer them an opportunity. Actually, I directed that they send to us any products, reports, you know, details of the services that they had provided to us. And I think what may be attached is the only thing that we got.
So okay, thank you.
That we did give them that opportunity. We gave all of them that we terminated that opportunity.
Okay. The motion on the floor is to postpone for a month, and that's what we're discussing. So, no question. Roll call, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against to postpone for 1 month. Okay. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 16-062, a law of the Cree Nation donated to a political candidate. Sponsor is Mr. Beaver. W. Beaver. What's the pleasure of the committee? Mr. Fletcher, a second?
Second.
Okay, this is open for discussion.
Hey, Chairman. This is a donation, eligible donation to a candidate, a Creek candidate. She's running for state office, and she's Bolden right there. But I feel that any time we have a citizen running for state office or federal office, that the tribe should be behind 100%. And so this is just a little token of how we show our appreciation to some of our citizens that actually step out there and run for this office. And I'll turn the floor to Ms. Bolden.
Give you a couple minutes.
Sure. Well, as you know, I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. I have an MBA and a Juris Doctorate. I'm an attorney, a licensed attorney, both at the state and at the Creek Nation. And so for many years, I've advocated for Natives to get out and vote. I've worked with Rock the Native Vote, and I've been an activist for about 15 years. So when I was let go here by the tribe, I was looking for something to do, and I decided to run for office. Because I'm qualified and I'm educated, and I think that there's a lot of changes that we need to have made at the state level. Also, by having a Native in office, it will add another person to the Native American caucus, both on the state and federal level. And so I think that it would not only benefit our tribe, it would benefit others. And if you would be so kind as to provide a donation, then that would show other tribes that you believe in me, and it will be easier for me to get donations so that I can get more printed materials, ads and papers, media presentations, and things like that, because all of you know campaigns cost money. Thank you. Any
yeah,
questions?
You got any questions for Ms. Golden? Pete?
No.
David?
No.
Okay, thank you. The motion is to approve, so roll call, please.
Randall Hicks? David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
And 4 in favor and none against, that then approved. Good luck. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 16-063. Interest permanent fund. Thank you. Moving on to the agenda is NCA 16-063, a law of the Muskogee Nation repealing MCNCA Title 37, Section 2, Section-901, entitled Comprehensive Annual Budget Requirements for Inclusion with New Programs. Sponsor is Adam Jones.
Motion to postpone indefinitely.
Okay, motion made to postpone indefinitely. Here a second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions? Roll call, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, 4 in favor, none against. That motion has been approved. That's one different. Okay. Moving on down to referred legislation. It's NCA 16-048, 049, 050, 054, NCA 16-055, 056, 57, 58, 59. What's the funding sources on these? Ruby? Okay, so NCA 1648, 49, 50, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 are interest on permanent fund, and the NCA 16-054 is capital improvements. Do you have a motion to approve those funding sources? Here a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. Those funding sources have been approved. Now do I hear a motion to... Oh, hold on. No, sorry. Now we'll address TR 16-053. I do want to go into executive session first.
You're
going to
turn
the
chair on? Oh,
yeah, make
a
motion.
Okay. Motion made to go to executive session for interviewing of the two candidates for positions here. All here's aye.
Aye.
All those in sight. Just council can stay. Council only. And chief.